Dr. Harper, one final question, and I've asked this in all innocence because I just cannot watch the programme. I'm the most squeamish person in the world. My wife watches it. I should have checked with her. Are you still on Embarrassing Bodies?
Do you know, like most people in my family, actually can't watch it either. We haven't filmed anything new for a couple of years, actually. It's not been decommissioned, so we're sort of waiting to hear. I think they're deciding what to do with it next. We've made, I think, something like 140 episodes, something. And in fact, when we travel, it's rather funny. Apparently, we're on the air, I think, in Spain and Italy every night, so I'm very well recognised in Italy.
Yeah, but how do you get the people to agree to come on and show what they show? Are they getting free treatment and are they getting paid? How does that work?
Right, nobody gets paid, but they do, you're absolutely right, they get free treatment. And interestingly, as the show became more and more successful, I definitely noticed a change in some of the patients. And so often we would see people who have perhaps already seen two or three specialists and not been able to get the answer, or unfortunately have a problem which the NHS can't fund the treatment for. And so we found that we had some of the best specialists in the country approaching us saying they'd like to showcase, you know, some of their procedures if we had an appropriate patient. But we also had patients who would come to us and say, well, do you know, I'm quite prepared to go on air because I'm desperate to get my condition treated. And in fact, at one point, I remember one of the producers saying to me, for every patient that was on air, actually, we have probably had another 99 who'd applied to be on the show. So we were never short of applicants. And rather lovely, always we gave people the option to pull their footage if they didn't want to still be included in the show. They had the opportunity to not be included in the programme, and nobody said no because I think they were so grateful, and that was the success of the series. I think is it really did change people's lives. I used to love what we called the follow-up days, because of course the other two doctors, Pixie and Christian, work privately. I work within the NHS, and one of the things that we don't have in the NHS is the luxury of seeing people when they're better. You know, if people are better, they don't come back. And it was just so good to see people after we often had fixed a physical problem, but the difference was in their demeanour and their positivity, and it really gave me an insight into just how much people's emotional well-being was affected by a physical problem.
Yeah, and we need to respect the people because they are at the Last Chance Saloon and they're having such a difficult time coping with the ailments that would be on the screen that I'm aware of the programme, but I haven't been able to actually literally stomach it. Having said that, it's called Embarrassing Bodies, and there's a much more embarrassing programme has come along since it, which proves that there's some people you simply can't embarrass, and that's that naked dating programme.
Naked Attraction.
Did you see that?
Yeah. It's a really interesting show, that. I think, you know, I just imagine the commissioners are sitting around in a room saying, I know what we'll do for television. And yet it is, I find it quite fascinating viewing, because you just, how often people had a physical attraction and then didn't actually get on emotionally. And the different things that people found physically attractive. And isn't it wonderful that we're not all attracted to the same kind of shaped body yet? I think it's a very, very interesting show in terms of psychology.
Would you agree, Doctor, that clothes, a certain element of clothing, makes us more attractive than being naked?
I think you'd have to say yes. I thought you were going to say, would you ever go on it? And I was going to say, absolutely not. but yeah, I mean, let's face it, you know, there are some very strange shapes, human beings. I obviously see them all the time in my work. I think it's really good for particularly young people to see real bodies, not airbrushed, you know, in inverted commas, perfect bodies, because I think actually particularly social media and the images that are, you know, flashed in front of young people today are putting a lot of pressure on them, actually. And I see an awful lot of young people, many more today than I did, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago, with mental health issues. And a lot of that is to do with pressure of the need to feel perfect and to look perfect, and in the real world that just doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Dr. Harper, good speaking to you and continued success. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Dr. Dawn Harper from Embarrassing Bodies, and indeed giving advice on your travel insurance. Make sure you buy it from whichever source, but make sure you do buy it, even if it is more expensive. We're heading towards the news at 10.